Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, Voices of Hope family and friends. This is your host, Minister Kim, coming from Battery Park today, supporting the Raleigh Fitness with Kevin Hart. Let's give him a morning glory shout out. I'm excited to be here, amen, on the north wing of Battery Park, amen. And it is wonderful. The atmosphere is perfect. When I say that, amen, God bless us with awesome weather. We see the people just filing in and coming in. And you know what? It's just going to be a wonderful day. Amen. The stations are up. He's prepared, amen, to give us a day full of health information, some workout. We're going to have some Periscope going on. We're going to have some videos up. We're going to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So please follow us, whether you're on Twitter, amen, on our Facebook fan page, which is the Morning Glory IV of Hope, amen. And just check us out, amen. Follow us, people. We're doing awesome things, family, and I want you to stay connected with us, okay? I hope you've had an amazing week where you begin to spend some time with your family and develop some healthy family traditions that will be effective in the upbringing of your family as you plan to leave legacies for generations to come. Amen? Don't forget our new motto, which is we always, meaning within the next few weeks, the sounds of your loved ones should be, we always do this on. That lets you know that you are on the right track, that you have implemented something that they are yearning and seeking, amen, that they look forward to those sit-down dinners. They look forward to the Saturday movie night with the popcorn and the candy and just having fun, amen. Set some time for your families. You know, before you know it, school will be back in session. You're back on your grind doing what you need to do, and sometimes the family traditions get tossed to the side. But this year, amen, let's hold on to our family traditions. Let's do something that we all look forward to being together and doing together. Amen? So, you know, I just turned 50, and turning 50 means that I could be more transition in my book. That's my definition. As well as looking at not feeling it, but understanding that there has to be some change, there's significance that needs to take place in my life, amen. And one of the first things that I thought of, it was in January in our New Year's celebration at the church that my pastor, Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, talked about decision-making, making the right decisions, and how important it was as we move forward in 2016 to be mindful of every decision that we make. You know, you might think I'm crazy what I'm about to say, but even the decision of preparing yourself for the next day, what to put on, amen. I try to ask God every day, what should I wear? What color should I wear? What perfume should I wear? Because I want to attract the people that God has called me to, amen, to minister to for that day. I believe that every day I'm on an assignment, and so are you. So the colors that I wear, the outfits that I wear, my behavior, how I act, how I respond to one another, how do I go to work and conduct my daily tasks, everything is important. So I decided that even with that, in January, entering into 2016, that I now need to be more cautious, amen, in decisions that I make, because I understand that the decisions that I make will not only affect my life, but it'll affect those who I'm around. It affects you. Amen. You tune in each week to get a word, to get encouragement. Amen. To get resources from us. And if my spirit ain't right, amen, you won't be able to pick that up. Amen. Because when we come together as one and our spirits draw together. So we got to be mindful of the decisions that we make. Amen. The people who we continue to be around and the things that we want to participate in. Just be mindful. That's just something that I'm throwing out there. Amen. So I'm treading lightly these days. Amen. I'm being cautious of the yes invites and learning more how to say no and how to sit and be still and really relax and enjoy, amen, this new season that God gave me. I'm grateful to God. I praise him each day because some people didn't get to this age, amen. Some people didn't make it past a day, amen. They were born and they were gone the next day. So I'm grateful, amen, for 50 years, amen, being on this earth. And God is graciously allowing me to see the hands, the miracles that he is performing daily. So I'm just encouraging someone to be grateful, amen, whatever age, whatever season that you're in, just be grateful, amen, for life today. I have a FYI message for my family today, amen. There was some malfunction and some issues that I had when I was in Puerto Rico on this past week, so I've lost a significant amount of my contact, so please, please, please text me, give me your information, inbox me on Facebook. And I say this, and I'm saying it wholeheartedly, amen. I believe in there's a season when people come in your life for a reason, a season and a lifetime. And if our season is up, then God bless you. I wish you all the best, amen. I have no hard feelings. But if it's not up and you would like to continue to connect with me and have dialogue, do what we do, then I need your information, amen. And if I am responding by saying, sorry, I don't know who you are. Seriously, I don't, because I've lost a lot of my contact. So that's FYI to you today. So are you ready to get into today's topic? I am. Yes, I'm ready. Let's see where Radio Angel is. Are you ready, Radio Angel? I think she is. She's shaking her head. She's nodding. Amen. Shout out to Auntie Brenda. Oh, my God. She is such an amazing woman. I love my Auntie Brenda. And I thank you, Radio Angel Kim, for sharing her with not only with me, but with the world. When I say the world, amen. Wherever Kim go, wherever we go, Auntie is with us. She traveled with us to Puerto Rico, helped me celebrate my birthday. We were celebrating her birthday, which was in April. We were just celebrating one another. And I had an amazing time with her. When I say a woman of wisdom, she gives you wisdom. She's stern, and she loves hard. So I thank God for what God has embraced me with. Amen. And I'm appreciating it. So I want to say, hi, Auntie. Yes, I'm doing some work, but I'll be back over there. So Radio Angel, are you ready to take this show higher as we go into today's topic? Amen. We'll be back, family, on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with today's topic. We'll be back.
When the saints go out.
Yeah. These lines are getting long. People are coming in, registering, and just being accountable for today at the Rally Fitness with Kevin Hart. Amen. We're on the north side of Battery Park today. Look for the Morning Glory, Amen, Voice of Hope t-shirt, and definitely connect with us while you hear, Amen. And I thank God for all of those who agree to participate in today's activity. Yeah, we getting fit. We getting right. Amen. So let's talk about today's topic because I'm ready. Amen. You know, Kim then pumped me up a little bit more. So I'm ready to dive into today's topic with you today. This week, I want to encourage you to consider how fortunate you are to have a family, how necessary it is to develop safety plans in the event something was to happen in your state, in your community, in your home. Amen. There are so many incidents and accidents that occur right in our home, and sometimes the children, because they've never walked through, amen, a disaster, an emergency. They've never been, you know, explained if something was to happen, what to do, who to call. Amen. Growing up, my mom gave me a list of priority people who to contact, and the first person was on my list was my grandmother. I knew her number by heart. We practiced how to dial it, what to say. Amen. I know my grandmother got tired of these calls that I considered emergency, but it was helpful because it eased my mind. Amen. She talked me through it. Amen. And, you know, it worked out. But we need to put that in place, and a lot of times we don't. And sometimes...
I want you to sing this, Carol, with a lot of emotion.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I done, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I'm lost?
He knows
all about our struggles. Hey, he knows. Yes, he does. All about our struggles. He knows. Every sorrow that's coming tomorrow, you now put more on us than we can bear.
I am so sorry, like we say, this is reality radio. I might have lost the connection because, again, just want to go right back and about in reference to creating a plan, safety plan for your family. Amen. It's important that they know what you to see happen, an event that there's an emergency, an event that you are unresponsive, an event that there might be a disaster. And the reason why I'm talking about this, as we were preparing for my celebration of my 50th birthday, I shared with some of my colleagues and some people that were around me the location where we were going for this celebration, which was in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you, Ready Angel and Auntie. I thank you so much for allowing me to celebrate in such a wonderful, wonderful state. So we had an awesome time, but as I was preparing and sharing, you know, my excitement, they immediately were thrilled that I was going, you know, because I got some good people around me that don't mind seeing me be blessed. Amen. So they were thrilled. They were excited. They were like, yeah, you know, you got to do this. You got to do that. Make sure you have your bathing suits. You know, the dialogue because we're, you know, excited. But what stuck out was their concerns. They were concerned because some who are Puerto Rican, Hispanic descent knew about the hurricanes and they knew about the thunderstorms and they were concerned about my safety. So I want you to understand that disasters do happen unexpectedly. Some are hurricane seasons that we're going to talk about today. But a fall in the bathroom, you know, someone having an asthma attack and they can't get to their inhaler, you know, someone cut their finger and not able to, you know, get to the phone because they're injured so bad. So you got to call 911. You got to explain to them what happened. We need to do mock drills. We got to do that, you know, quarterly in our family, like we do traditions, but traditions, we do it weekly, biweekly, monthly. This is something that we also need to incorporate so that our families know what to do. I'm telling you, months can save a life. I tell people that all those quick decisions can save a life. And sometimes, and the doctor said, if you did not get that person here at such time, they would not be here. You acted fast, all right? So this is what we need to do. Let's talk about hurricane season and when is the time frame. I got some history for you today. Yep, I did. I did my research, amen, because it's all about providing you with resources and information to help you. Amen. So let's talk about it. You know, the most deadly hurricane in U.S. history was posted back in the 1900s, and it was called the Great Galveston Hurricane, and it struck Texas, for all of my Texas family. Myra Fye, love you, boo-boo. Bishop T.J. Jakes and Sarita Jakes, amen. God bless you, and you know I can't leave. Amen, the men and the women of God who definitely support us here on the radio. So to all my Texas family, be mindful, amen. I didn't even know that y'all get hurricanes and stuff over there. But back in the 1900s, it was called the Great Galveston Hurricane, and the results of this hurricane were so devastating, it took the lives of 1,100 people. 1,100 people. In 1851, there were three states for hurricane landfalls: Florida, Texas, and Louisiana. Florida. And I love Florida. Amen. Orlando. I'll be there next month. Texas and Louisiana. Amen. And they had Atlantic Ocean hurricanes that caused many to die. Over 231 hurricane landfalls touched that state back then. Hurricane Sandy caused 8.5 million power outages across 21 states. That was the highest outage reported, Hurricane Sandy, 8.5 million power outages. Do you know? What? The lights go out? I'm frantic. Oh, my God, what's going on? But if you prepare, and I know you're probably saying, Ken, you can't prepare for this. You never know. But one operator. I know how to get my family to safety because I know these things are important. I know how to listen in the 10-10 win and get to CNN and be prepared when they tell you. And right on the dash, right across, storm alert, thunderstorms between these hours. Be mindful of that. Don't just, whatever. Then you get caught out there. Amen. And then your family has to worry and try to find you. And other people put their lives at risk because you did not heed to the warnings. It's so important to tune into what's going on around you. That's the first thing when you prepare for your disaster plans and safety tips in the house. Please encourage your children, your spouse, you know, the in-laws, the people that you're around all the time, the people that you're going to send your emergency information to, your passport, your birth certificate, your Social Security. You got to let them know, hey, stay abreast, stay alert, find out what's going on, not only in your town, but in my town, so that we can stay connected. Have these conversations every now and then. Let people know, like I told you. My peers was like, hey, have a great time, but let me tell you what's going on. Hey, man, there's a lot of thunderstorm going. So I then went to the weather forecast in Puerto Rico and St. Juan and all across the board. The days I was going to be there, tremendous thunderstorms, cloudy. But I thank God because everything happened in the evening, so I was able to get my tan on and really enjoy the sights and just have a wonderful time. But you have to prepare. So we want to plug in and prepare you today for any type of disasters, emergency. Morning Glory International, Voices of Hope, as we prepare for emergencies. We'll be back.
Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/getting-started-in-real-estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
Welcome, welcome back. This is your girl, Minister Kim, here in Battery Park. We are on the north side. Amen. We are here to promote, amen, and to support, amen, fitness, being healthy with the Raleigh Health Fitness in Battery Park with the Kevin Hart, the comedian, the actor. Amen. He's newly married. Congratulations, Kevin Hart. Well, let's talk about preparing for a disaster, an emergency. Amen. However you want to say it, amen. But it is something that we needed to talk about. So let's talk about it today right here on the Morning Glory because we love you. Amen. So how should we prepare ourselves? Number one, make a disaster plan with your household members to prepare for what to do, how to find each other, and how to communicate in an event of an emergency. Make a plan that best suits your needs and the needs of your household. Amen. It's good to get tips from other people, but you got to know who's in your household, who has the level head. Amen. Who's the one that can make immediate decisions, unexpected decisions? Who's going to be the one to prepare and get things together if there's a fire, unexpected fire, a gas leak in the house, and you have to evacuate your home? There's all kinds of disasters. Don't just have to be a hurricane, amen? And I'm just tapping into a few of them as they come to mind because I really want you to understand. Don't look at these things, oh, no. Things happen unexpectedly in our lives, and we have to prepare for the unknown, all right? Decide where your household, your family, your loved ones will reunite after a disaster. Amen? If there's an evacuation and everyone is not home, the phone lines are not working, where an event that they're coming down the block and they see, you know, the streets, you know, roped off and the fire trucks and they trying to get under. They like, nope, you can't. Where will my family go? That's immediately, that should be kicking right there. Where will my family go? I know they're not here because they evacuated the community, right? So where did we go? We got to set up that. So decide where you're going to meet your loved ones, where you're going to reunite an event if there's a disaster, if there's an evacuation. Identify two places to meet, one right outside of your home if you're able to get near the home, or another outside of your neighborhood, such as maybe a library, a community center, a place of worship where you fellowship at. Amen. It's not in your, you know, in your immediate surrounding where the situation is taking place, but go there. Amen. Identify all possible exit routes from your home and to your neighborhood. Mark this each and every time you're going to do a disaster drill. Mark it. Actually go out. Leave the home. Amen. Go to your exit route. Get people familiar with it. Because in a state of panic, sometimes your senses go out of the window. You can't think. You don't even know the phone. Blah, 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 blah. No. Do it so that guess what? It taps in and they put it into action. Amen. Because I can get home without even thinking about it. You know why? Because I do it so much. I can call certain people without even thinking about looking up their number. I know it by heart. Why? Because I always call the people. Amen. So this is what we have to do. Put things into practice. Designate an out-of-state friend or relative that your household members can contact if you are separated during a disaster. Remember I talked about Hurricane Sandy, amen, that there were 23 states that lost power So that means that, no, you can't call nobody. Not here in the state where you were at in 23 states. You got to find someone who is outside of the situation, outside of the state, that they will be able to get in contact with. All right? Let me give you another example. New Year's Eve, try to make some phone calls. What happens? The circles are busy because everybody trying to call. You don't wish everybody a happy New Year's. But if you go long distance, long range, outside of, amen, that network, you'll be able to get in contact with a family member. Amen. So this is what we want to do. Not only be able to contact them as a point person so that everyone calls that person. Now, do we put it in our phones? No, because guess what? You left the house that day. Your phone charged up, but guess what? You don't have a you didn't bring your plugs. You didn't bring your chargers. Guess what? Now your phone is dead. So make sure that you have, whether it's a little pad in your pocketbook, your wallet, wherever, where you have a list of people's numbers. Now you just write, whether in pen or in pencil, it fades away. So periodically, you got to check the papers. You got to make sure that these numbers are still active, because, you know, people get new phones. They get new numbers. I don't understand. Back in the days, you had a number for years, like me. I've had this phone number for years. But guess what? Somebody who might was able to remember during that disaster, and if I'm the pointed person that they need to call, they might not remember my number. That's why you got to make sure it's written down, okay? So make sure that appointed person is aware that they are the appointed person, that these are the individuals that have designated to call you. So when you call and they can say, so-and-so checked in, they are here, they're there. Maybe the appointed place, those two places, those three places that you might have given, maybe they were not able to get there because maybe it affected that area as well. So then they could say, well, I'm here. I'm at such and such house. I'm over here. I'm in this town. Then that way that y'all can all connect and meet up. Amen? This is how we're going to do it, because we're developing healthy families, and we want to prepare our loved ones for disasters. When we come back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, we will continue in our preparation. Amen. We'll be back.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear you. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's invisible, a life that's full, a life that's rich and flexible. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. Will we be a new one?
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody. Tell them how it is, y'all.
Welcome, welcome back. This is your host, Minister Kim, today. Amen. Providing you with a wealth of information for your family. We learning today the importance of preparing our families for a disaster, an evacuation, an emergency. Amen. Someone in a home can have injured themselves. They could be unresponsive. Amen. You need to call 911. You need to reach out so that that individual can get the necessary help. You could be preparing to come home and you hear on the news, amen, or someone tells you that your community has been evacuated, amen, what to do. I talked about earlier about hurricane season, and this is the season where the hurricane begins, amen, in tropical states, amen. We talked about Florida, we talked about Puerto Rico, we talked about Texas and Louisiana, amen. These are the areas, some of the areas where hurricanes, you can have a hurricane right here in New York. Things are just happening all around us, amen, so you just don't know what will take place. But I do know what we can do is prepare. Prepare sometimes for the unknown is the hardest thing because you don't know what to expect, but we need to have something in operation, something that we can pick up. That tool, amen, that's sitting there, but we got to go in every now and then and clean it up, amen. We got to utilize it so it doesn't get stale, amen. It doesn't get tainted. It doesn't get old, and when we go use it, it don't work. So we want to make sure that whatever disaster plan that you are implementing in your family, that you put it to practice. You know, do it quarterly, amen. Do it as often as necessary to keep your family safe, amen. So we talked about preparing, and we, you know, the first thing I talked about is deciding what works for your household, deciding a destination, a location where you will, whether it's a library, a community center, your place of worship, amen. Make sure that the routes, exit routes, where you can enter in and exit out of your community, amen, is safe. Make sure that you're able to do something as identify a family or friend out of state that you can have them as an emergency contact, so that if the phones are down and you don't have, you know, your power on, or like me, sometimes leave my charger home and I've been out all day and my battery dies, then you are able to look at that piece of paper, that listen, and contact that appointed person. You can have more than one appointed person because somebody might be out of town, might be going through their own issues, amen, they don't pick up the phone. So I say let's incorporate two or three. And know that these are the three numbers, the priority numbers that you need to call. And then you just call them, amen, and then you'll know that your loved ones are safe and where the location. So the key thing in preparation is communication. That's the key thing, communicating with one another so that we'll know that everyone is safe, okay? Let's continue in preparing. One of the things that I will say to you, this is so important, I talked about making a disaster plan with your householders to prepare them for what to do, right? Find out what each one needs. What am I saying? Plan for everybody needs. Everybody has different needs. We are not cloned. We have different needs. So you have to prepare your family, your children, your spouse, whoever's in your household. Prepare for their needs. Prepare the person you have designated as that emergency contact. Make sure that they can handle what could happen. Amen. You don't need someone who panics. Amen. Someone who's irresponsible. You need someone who's level-headed, who's able to lead and carry out, you know, directives. That's so important. So plan for everyone's needs, especially seniors. If you have seniors in your home, amen. Seniors in your community, that's important. People with disabilities, children, non-English speaking, even your pets, you know, because people are into pets now, honey. Your pets, your dogs, your cats, amen, your parrots, keys, and, you know, your pets. Just make sure that everyone is taken care of, that their needs are met. Ensure that the household members have a copy of your household disaster plan, the emergency contact information. Keep it in your wallet. Keep it in your backpack. Make sure that when you are going over your disaster plan and you're doing that mock drill, make sure that they take out. Where is your contact list at? Where is it? Just like that. You know, where is it? And they should be able to, you know, pull it out. Not search. You know how women are. We got so many pocketbooks and we just throw it in one. No, it needs to be in a wallet, something that you carry consistently, all right? A backpack, amen. If your child changes backpacks, then guess what? Then that document, that piece of paper, needs to go in that backpack as well, okay? Practice your plan with your household members. Again, I said quarterly, but if you need to do it because of the need of someone, then guess what? Then you need to do it frequently, okay? That's so important. When developing your family disaster plan, you should assemble and make copies of vital contact information. I said it earlier, passport, your birth certificate, Social Security card, marriage license, I didn't mention, I mentioned it now, that's important. Your children's immunization records, that's important. List of medications, just in case. And nowadays, I don't know if it's happening where you live at, because we have so many states that call in, and thank you so much. But here in New York now, prescriptions, you don't get that prescription, that hard copy piece of paper, and you got to go submit it. No, what happens is it's internet, amen? They're doing everything online. From your doctor's office, it goes to your pharmacy. So make sure that, you know, you get a list. And if your doctor has given you any new medications, ask your pharmacist for a printout of the list of your medications. Make sure that you have supplies, whether it's 7 days, 2 weeks of supply of medication. That's important, so that if an event that there's a disaster and you was not able to get your meds, that you were able to go to the pharmacy. Have a conversation with the pharmacist. Hey, in the event that there's a disaster, an emergency, something happens, you could be away, out of town, you know, and you lose your medication in your travels. How can I reach out to you and you can send my medications to another pharmacy? Is that possible? Will my insurance pay for that? These things are important to know. Amen? Very important. I had a situation 5 or 6 years ago. I was in Puerto Rico for a wedding, destination wedding, and I got sick. Amen? And I needed medical care. And I was able to get medical care because I knew what I needed to put into place. When my son decided to leave and go to North Carolina to school, I have $11.99, but when you're out of state, it's considered Aetna. So I had to let him know. So I didn't have to pay that fee that the school wanted to charge for health coverage for him. So these things are important to know, all right? So more when I get back. I'm coming back. I'm going to go see what's going over here at the station. They look like they got some good stuff, some fruits and stuff. I think it's time for me to have a bite to eat. I'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. Yes, this is Minister Kim holding you down today, providing you with a gleam of hope. We'll be back. Radio Angel, take over. I'll be back.
The woman and mighty man of God. Mama said, you're the most young of the same step. Yes. Players of instruments, are you ready? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell the word. From the nicotine, we need to grow. Me said, I'm a little tambourine out the door. They must sing, they must clap, get low. Me live on the house, I got sweet soul. From the little teeny weeny and a grow. Me say them a little tambourine out a door. Them a sing, them a clap, get low. Me never know the other got sweet. You could have bat like tool with two hands on your head. Could have light like feather and you heavy like lead. Me no matter who you are, you could have be a bubble dress. You know in there when you're alive, you go in there when you're dead. Some say them need pants and shoes and shirt. Them can't find no clothes, so them not go to church. Some say them want food, I'm a search, them a search. Cause I lie, them a tell them want to divert. Some swear and curse and treat us like dirt. But things getting worse. And born again, experience rebirth. Them accept the savior, reverse the curse. From the nicotine, we me and a grow. Me say them a lick tambourine out a door. Them a sing, them a clap, get low. Me never know the house, I got sweet though. From the nicotine, we me and a grow. Me say them a lick tambourine out a door. Them a sing, them a clap, get low. Me never know the house, I got sweet though. Hey, soldiers, police, you face and them come. Gunman and thief, you face and them come. No, I don't seek your face and them come. Watch out, make me preach. When you rise up against the church, you are kicking against the prick. Put a laugh on your mouth and zip up your lip. Blind lead blind, fall down in a ditch. Before you dig your feet, me just want you hear this. Remember the church and the place for the sick, for the poor and needy, spiritual malnourished, for the crooked, crooked, prostitute, lunatic. You will come in it and you want to pay us a visit. Come and get your healing from the Holy Spirit. I could have TVVD, HIV.
All right now, if you're just joining us, we are here in Battery Park on the north side. Amen. We are moving around a little bit. So, again, inbox us. You can go to our fan page if you are here and you're looking for us in this wonderful park. Amen. And it is getting crowded, but we do have on our T-shirts, which is the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Amen. I got on white today. I got my sneakers to match, so you will definitely find us in the crowd. Just let us know. Inbox us at the Morning Glory IV of Hope. Amen. If you have my contact information or Radio Angel, please, you know, text her, call her up, and we'll definitely be at a station where you can meet us at. But we're on the north side of the park, amen, and we are just waiting and anticipating to have a wonderful day, a wonderful day. with Kevin Hart and with his team. Amen. Shout out for his team. Shout out to all the supporters for this rally here in New York. Amen. He has some awesome people. Melvin and Javis is here, and they partnered up with him. Let me see who else is here. Let's see. Yeah, you know Melvin Gordon. That exactly. They're here. You got the Team Rally Cycles. They're out with their cycles. Amen. They looking good today on them bikes. Maybe I should buy a bike or something. I don't know. Let's see. We're going to have a conversation about that. I tried some new stuff, guys, when I was down in Puerto Rico. Amen. I took a yoga class on the beach. It was phenomenal. Love it. Outstretched this body in parts that I've never stretched before. So that was just really awesome. As well as doing, pool aerobics, aerobics. I did that too. And what was the phenomenal thing about it was I wanted to jog on the beach by the sand. And it was just so, the beach has sand. Kim, really? You know what I mean by the water. I just to it, and I would, like, you know, when the waves were coming in, the currents was coming in, my sneaker was getting wet, but I was just moving, so I was just really having an awesome time. So I thank God. Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much, Radio Angel, for allowing me to have a wonderful birthday. I appreciate you. You know, I get mushy. One thing that has not left me, I think I'm more sensitive. Oh, it's only been a few days, and I'm 50, Kim. All right. Let me get back to our topic. If you're just joining, we're just having an awesome time. We're in Battery Park, Rockefeller Center area, where we are supporting, amen, the Rally Health Fitness with Kevin Hart, the comedian, the actor, and newly married. So we congratulate him and his spouse, his boo, his rib today. So let's get back into our topic today as we're preparing our family members for disasters. Amen. We talked about the plan. Amen. Setting up the plan. That's the first thing. You got to have a plan of action. Amen. So that you can be careful. Amen. Of what's happening around you. So that's important. That's truly important. So where to go when you evacuate? Where to go? And this is important for us to talk about. Where should you go? Evacuation should be addressed as part of everyone's planning efforts. City officials will tell you when to evacuate through the media and direct warnings. Remember I talked about so important, if it's 10-10 when, CNN, sometimes you get those, you know, those alerts, or them like siren alerts, amen, let you know that there's something going on. That's important. Evacuations is used as a last resort when a serious threat to public safety exists. If you must evacuate, your first plan should always be to stay with friends or family. Always unite. Never separate. That's something I learned my first school trip. I think I was in kindergarten, first grade. I don't remember how far back. But guess what? We always stayed in a pack. Even with my mom, going out with my friends when I was able to go out, you know, as a teenager, I learned not to separate. You know, if you were hanging out, amen, you came to my house, guess what? You had to return to my house. Your mother knew that you were having to spend the night over at the Kim's house because guess what? We made sure that no one separated. It was important that we did not separate. So this is not the time to separate, not the time to fuss and argue and debate. You know, no, mom told me to go here. I'm going here. Look, keep the plan. Stick with the plan. It's about your safety, okay? It's about your safety, family. Make sure that you're doing things that is feasible and effective for the family, okay? So we're talking about evacuations, okay? This is the second step that we need to discuss with our family members in an event that there's a disaster, okay? In a planned evacuation, such as for a coastal storm, the city will advise residents of which areas are impacted and provide guidance on how the evacuation will proceed. Let me say something. The mayor, you know, the governors, your local assemblies, men and women, they come out and they directing you. They giving you directive. Please listen, people. They have more knowledge of what is happening because guess what? There's someone that's feeding them the information, and they filter it down to you. Do not get in your vehicles and try to run and go somewhere when they tell you, please do not drive. That vexes my spirit when I watch news. I'm like, didn't they tell y'all not to drive? What? That's why you stuck on the road, miss, because you should not have gotten in the car. Now you put the emergency team that has to come out and get you because you're about to sink, right, drown in your car because there's a flood. Leave that car parked. When they say don't drive your car, when we've had these, you know, in the wintertime, we've had these mass storms, you know, snowstorms. You ain't got to tell me that I ain't cleaning no cars. I'll take the public transportation. If not, I'll call out. It's not that serious. It's not that deep. I don't need to go nowhere. You don't either. Again, if you have things in place, you don't have to be dramatic or worried about your loved ones. Everyone should know what they need to do. And if not, I guess they will learn from not following order. We got to follow directions, okay? So they know, please, 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 listen to the advice that they're giving you, amen. They know what's going on. In the case of a coastal storm, designate route. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue with the evacuation. Amen. I told you this is our reality radio right here. I am out, so it might be some network. This is what I'm talking about. We talked about the circuits and, you know, sometimes the airwaves and mess with the circuits. You can't get it, so we keep going down here. We got good equipment. It's not us. Amen. I'm blaming it on the climate. I'm blaming it on somebody. But this is just really what happens, amen, when you do live recordings, when you're out in the public, things happen. But let's just shoot into the evacuation and complete that. And then next week, join me. I'll be stationed next week, I promise. And then we can have dialogue. We'll open up the lines and we'll talk about it. And you can share with us some of your disaster plans and some stuff that you might have dealt with. You know, maybe we'll have Myra on. Maybe she had experience, you know, from hurricanes and how she prepared her children because she had two children who are uniquely gifted. So, yeah, I think we're going to have Myra, our sister friend, join us. Hopefully she'll be available and she could talk because she's from Texas. Amen. So make sure that you follow. I can't stress too much more. I'm telling you, listen to what the people tell you to do, follow it, evacuate, make sure that you are in a higher zone safety place to find out about whether you live or work in a hurricane evacuation zone. Use the Hurricane Evacuation Zone Finder, New York City Emergency Management's web-based evacuation mapping tool. That's important. Go online, Google it, the Hurricane Evacuation Zone. You need to know if you live or work in a hurricane evacuation zone. It's important, okay? Any unplanned evacuation, such as for a hazardous material spill, officials will advise effective residents to leave the immediate area until the danger can be removed. Do not go back in until you are directed to, okay? Always have your go bag prepared and easily accessible in case of any evacuations. If you're at home, then you know you have your bag with you. If you're at work, you don't have your bag, then leave it, all right? Keep it moving. That's important. So just be mindful that we are planning emergency evacuation so that we can keep our families safe. I love you, and we'll be back on next week here on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope. Don't forget, check us out, because we doing some Periscope.
Here we go.
Ain't nobody.